Ethiopia is a country that venerates tradition. Some customs date back to biblical times. One lasting love there? Beer. Here's a postcard from NPR's Ada Peralta.
Medinta Welda sits in a little corner of Mercato, a sprawling open-air market in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. She is directing the shopkeeper to keep sifting, to give her the best sorghum. She makes tella, a traditional Ethiopian beer mixed with bread and made out of wheat, sorghum, or a local grain called teff. Medinta Welda makes it just once a year to celebrate the Virgin Mary.
She blessed me because I was sick, and when I shower with the blessed water of Saint Mary, I get well.
Beer is everywhere here in Addis Ababa. At lunch, workers rush to bars for a pint and a chat. There are more than a dozen big brews, mostly lager, but an occasional ale. But tella is different because it is not brewed commercially. So it's made by families or by individuals for special occasions.
I invite friends, families, and neighbors. I prepare food and this drink.
I walk across the market to the Maladu Bira House. Melki Tilahun is up front serving tella in tin cans. Tella, she says, is healthy. It allows the body to make more blood. She, of course, offers me a taste.
It's more bitter than I expected, the taste.
The bitterness comes not from hops, but from gesho, a shrub that grows in the highlands. But as you hit the bitter notes, they are tempered by chunks of barley bread. Melki tells me that she has been brewing tella since she was a child. Her mother ran this beer house before her, and her grandmother opened it. Tella, she says, is what gives Ethiopians a push to keep working on a hot day. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Addis Ababa.